Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. For the most part, angels are anonymous. Only two have names we see in the Bible. One of them was Gabriel, who told Mary that she would bear the Christ child. Today on Running to Win, we'll meet this famous angel and see what he had to say. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Pastor Lutzer continues a three-part series on the angels of Christmas. Now, let's learn about the angel Gabriel.
This past fall, I had a book signing at a New Age bookstore. I was signing the book, The Da Vinci Deception, and had an interesting time. And as I left, I took a catalog from the bookstore to see what it is that people are reading today. The catalog had a lead article by a woman who wrote a book entitled Archangels and Ascended Masters. And in the lead article, she said that what we need to do is to invite angels into our dreams. And then I discovered that we could get in touch with the angel inside of you. That was the title of another book. And get to know your guardian angel. You could go to that bookstore or other bookstores in the area and probably find 100 books on angels and how to get in touch with them and to communicate with them and profit from what they know. This present angel craze that we are living in, which has gone on for a number of years, is based on three false assumptions. Assumptions which are not, of course, a part of the, or I should say, are a part of the present emphasis on angels. First of all, the first false assumption is that all angels are good. There are no bad angels out there. They're all good. They're all masters of wisdom. And they're all going to help you. Now, of course, the Bible makes a very great distinction between holy angels, sometimes referred to as the elect angels, and then unclean spirits who can also transform themselves into angels of light. Like the woman I was sitting next to on the plane who received angels into her, but she said she received not the dark ones, but only those that came to her as messengers of light. She was into reincarnation. I tried to help her see that the Bible has something to say about how Satan comes to people as an angel of light. There's a second assumption that is made, and that is that these good angels assist everyone. Doesn't matter what you believe. This is the basis of the popular television program Touched by an Angel. Isn't it just a feel-good story about how angels are out there helping people, touching them, and it doesn't matter what they believe, doesn't matter what religion they belong to, they are equal opportunity servants. And so society buys into that, but it's a false assumption. There's a third, and that is that angels are more accessible to us than God. Let me read Time magazine. For those who choke too easily on God and his rules, angels are the handy compromise. Full of fluff, kind, non-judgmental, they are available to everyone just like aspirin. And so the idea is that angels are ageless wisdom reaching out to us. This is a revival of what is known as ancient Gnosticism, where angels played a great part as emanations from God and ways to get to God. Very probably, the Apostle Paul had something like this in mind when he warned in the book of Colossians, and he said these words to the people as a warning. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind. And certainly we have people today puffed up by their visions, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. Paul says Don't get involved in the veneration of angels. Don't get caught up in the angel craze. Now, that said, the Bible has much to say about angels, and we're going to be learning some of those things today, and particularly as it relates to the angel Gabriel. His name actually means the Mighty One of God. Only two angels in the Bible are actually listed by name. One is Michael, the great archangel, who's always seems to be fighting or preventing fights. And then you have the angel Gabriel, who is referred to four times in Scripture. The book of Daniel is having this vision and he can't understand it, and the angel Gabriel comes to him and reveals the nuances of the revelation. That's in Daniel chapter 8. In chapter 9, the very same thing occurs. Gabriel comes to him and tells him what it is that he's seeing. 500 years later, Gabriel comes to talk to Mary about the birth of Jesus. By the way, do you think he aged? How would you look 500 years from now? Well, the answer is he looked the very same way, because angels are ageless. They do not get old. They don't get old. And angels are created by God. I love that phrase in Psalm 148 where it says, "He commanded and they were created." Don't you wish that you had that kind of power to command and it would happen? The Bible says regarding angels, God commanded, and ex nihilo, out of nothing, they were created. And they stand in the presence of God. The text in the Old Testament says that God is on his throne, and to the right, 10,000 of angels, and to his left, 10,000 of angels. And there they are in the presence of the Almighty. All of which leads us now to Luke chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, I'd appreciate if you'd follow with me. Luke chapter 1, as we look at the story of Gabriel and his coming to Mary to reveal to her the great news. It says in verse 26 of Luke chapter 1, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee." How is Luke marking time? Well, in context, it's been 6 months since Elizabeth has conceived. That's what the preceding paragraph is about. So in sequence, he's talking about that in her sixth month, that would be Elizabeth's. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. First of all, Gabriel was sent by God. Now, in order to understand the significance of this, there's a text in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. It tells us that the prophets were always looking forward to the day when Jesus would be born, but they couldn't figure out the time. They made prophecies that were something like looking at mountains. You can see the mountains, but you don't know the distance between the various peaks. And so they would spend time saying, all right, there's this piece of the puzzle that's in place, there's this piece, but when is it going to happen? And they couldn't figure it out. And the Bible says, these are the sorts of things in which the angels desire to look into. My translation says they long to look into these matters. So because salvation interests the angels a great deal. And can you imagine now, God brings the angel Gabriel into his presence and says, Gabriel, I have your most important assignment ever. Now is the time. Now is the time. Gabriel, don't get this wrong, all right? The region is Galilee. The town is Nazareth. The woman is a virgin, not just any virgin, but she's the one who is betrothed to a man whose name is Joseph. And by the way, Gabriel, her name is Mary. Do you have that? Repeat it back to me, just so that you get this straight. Zip code, street number, house address. It had to be exact. And by the way, Gabriel, if you get there and you're a little bit confused, Just talk to me and I'll give you more specificity. Get this right. This is the moment. So the angel comes. Now, angels are localized. When the angel Gabriel is in Nazareth, he can't be in Jerusalem and he can't be in the presence of God in heaven at the same time. They can travel quickly, but they can only be in one place at one time. So Gabriel here is able to travel. And many angels probably are assigned to certain positions here on earth. They may be assigned to us, perhaps as guardian angels, but they can travel between earth and heaven very quickly. And notice the obedience of these angels. It says in Psalm 103, verse 20, that the angels of God do his bidding. They stand waiting for a command. There is no disobedience on the part of these angels. Could you imagine an angel having his own agenda? An angel that just said to himself, well, you know, I'm going to serve God, but I've got my own thing going on the side. No, that's what some angels said. And they ended up on the other side of the great divide. Bad idea. Those were the evil angels. These angels have only one mission. How do I bring glory to God when God says it? I do it. And for that, they exist. And in that sense, they become our model. Isn't that wonderful? These angels, of course, exist for the glory of God, as I've emphasized, and they obey every command God gives them. May we be like that to the extent that we can. You know, if you're blessed as a result of the ministry of Running to Win, it's because people just like you have contributed to this ministry. And what we'd like you to do is to investigate the possibility of becoming an endurance partner. You know, the Bible says that we should run the race of life with endurance. You say, well, what is an endurance partner? Thank you for asking the question. Here's how you can find out. You can go to offerrtw.com. Offerrtw.com. When you're there, you click on the Endurance Partner button, or you can call us at 1-800-215-5001. I'm holding in my hands a letter from someone who said that they have been under spiritual attacks. Your messages help deliver me, this person says. I gave up my life to follow Christ. I joined a local church, and I'm getting baptized this week. You, my friend, are a part of such testimonies. Once again, that contact info, go to offerrtw.com. When you're there, you click on the Endurance Partner button, or you can call us at 1-800-215-5001.
Very few of us have ever seen an angel or will ever see one. Imagine the impact such a visitation had on a young girl in Israel millennia ago. Next time, more about Gabriel and teaching on what angels are all about. Make plans to join us. This series on the Angels of Christmas can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Pastor Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.